wheel, we call it.
It's bedspread. Mm-hmm. Now, is that the same thing as a quilt?
No. That, see, that's, that, some people call it a counterpin.
Counterpin?
Like on my bed there, you see. You know.
But a quilt, it would be
quilt, heavier. Yeah, it's, we piece quilt. My wife used to piece quilts, you know, for wintertime purposes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Spread, yeah.
What would you call real good land? Sometimes it's overflowed by water, but then later on, you know, when the water's gone, you can use it for planting.
Oh, made land, but we always know it, yeah. It would catch it sediments off the hills, you see, and it'd call that in the low ground, like it hard down there, and make in there, you know, it's made land. That's good dirt, too, it does it. I don't know why it's changing, but it gets better.
Is that right? Now, is that the same thing that some people would call bottom land?
Well, no. Well, bottom land is mostly in these creek, in these river bottoms or creek bottoms, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, creek, no ground. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in particular that you call low-lying grassland?
Well, that's be more so where it's wet than to where it is. It's too it don't dry out enough for crop purposes, and it will grow grass, you see, for pasture land.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call that a meadow?
Meadow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about land that's not any good because water stands on it all the time? You might have just a great big old.
It's an old slough.
Slough?
Yeah, low ground.
Now, is that the same thing as what some people might call a swamp?
Swamp, right.
Same thing. What you were talking about soil a minute ago. Is there anything special that you'd call very rich soil?
What?
Is there anything special that you would call very rich soil?
More so in this rich land, this soil, you see, it says where it's rich with, you don't have to use any kind of fertilizer, anything to, other words, to grow a crop on it.
And poor soil would just be?
Yeah, it'd be like on some of these old clay hills, but some of these clay hills are grow good stuff.
Right.
But anyhow, you have to use more. Fertilize on them anyway, low ground.
Well, what about if you had a piece of land with some water on it and you wanted to use it, you'd say you'd have to do what to that land?
You had to drain it, ditch it.
And the things that you had to dig to get the water off, you'd call those your... the things that you had to dig, you know, that would take the water off, those would be your...
To drain that land.
Those would be your ditches something like that. Okay. What about if you were walking out in the woods and all of a sudden you came to a place that was about a place in the ground that was cut out, say about 10 feet across and 10 feet deep, that had been cut out by some running water, like a creek or something?
That's a wash.
That's a wash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same thing as
a gully?
A gully?
Yeah. Or a ditch is washed out by the water.
Or heavy rainfall could do the same thing? Okay. What about, can you give me some names of some different creeks in the area or streams or something like that?
Well, we have a place I go fishing over here in Lauder County. It's Cold Creek. It's a creek here. And we got an Indian Creek that goes through this county here. Mm-hmm. And